Technology is everywhere. It makes things a lot easier. Pretty soon we won't even have to drive our cars, Craig.
They'll drive themselves.
Yeah, right. What fun is that? They're not that far into technology I show at the auto show, but there's a lot of neat things going on. And Mark LaNave, who is the Vice President of U.S. Marketing, Sales, and Service for Ford, joins us to talk about some of the new things Ford will be showing at the auto show. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
So what will we see this year that's new?
Well, here at the show, and in addition to our full lineup, which is America's best-selling lineup, we've got the all-new Ford Edge crossover, one of America's favorite and best-selling crossovers. We've got the all-new Ford Explorer, which is the favorite full-size crossover in the market. So those are all new for 2016, and Cleveland Show's one of the first times that they've been seen. We have the all-new Ford Raptor, which is our high-performance F-150 pickup truck, and of course it's coming off of our all-new 2015 F-150, which features the all-new aluminum alloy engine, which lightweights the vehicle and gives it unbelievable capability and performance. So we've got an exciting lineup of stuff that you can buy this year, plus looking to the future, the new GT supercar, which has stolen really the show ever since we introduced it in Detroit in January, and it's a lot of fun to come down and see that technological marvel, which 600 horsepower, 3.5 EcoBoost engine, carbon fiber alloy body. It's a fantastic product, and made an announcement last week that we're only going to be selling 250 of them worldwide. So it's a long list of people who want them, and a short list of those who'll be lucky enough to get them. But it's fun to look at, and hope everybody comes down and enjoys the show and has some fun.
Mark, Bruce mentioned technology. When it comes to technology, what's new this season?
Well, we're featuring our new SYNC 3 system, which, a lot of the technology advancements in the auto industry now, you guys mentioned driverless cars, which are out into the future and certainly very important, but a lot of the technology is built around telematic connectivity systems with the vehicle, modems going into the vehicle where you can start your car from your phone, unlock the doors, set the climate control systems, and be able to have a really good interface between your mobile device and your vehicle. A lot of engine technology, and of course, we're a leader in EcoBoost high-performance, low displacement engines that get you great performance without sacrificing fuel economy, and we build those right here in Ohio at the Cleveland Engine Plant. But technology is certainly computer. The average vehicle carries more technology in terms of computing power than powered the Apollo the Apollo mission to the moon in 1969. So I mean these cars are very highly powered with technology, and it's just going to continue to accelerate as we move into the future.
Well, Mark, Bruce often makes fun of me because I've got hand crank windows in my Focus, and here you mentioned starting cars by a phone, and he gave me the look.
Yeah, well, I also was wondering, you talked about the technology on the moon. The way the craters and the roads these days, it's like driving on the moon here in Northeast Ohio, so I guess we've kind of come full circle with that.
Yeah, no, I drove in from Detroit last night, so I experienced a little of that myself.
And you know, there's a lot of times things, people who put cars together come up with great ideas, but yet it sometimes comes to the consumer who goes, where's my cup holder? Where's that sort of thing? Is it sort of like the USB port? Is that kind of the new thing to make sure everybody at their seat has some place to plug in?
I tell you, as we develop kind of that human machine interface, HMI as we call it, in product development, you wouldn't believe the time and research and energy that goes into placement of the cup holders, placement of the USB ports, the screen technology with 8, 9, 10-inch screens and navigation capability, phone Bluetooth connectivity, and now that interface and voice to text and voice recognition. The amount of technology investment expertise that's going into those areas, and really our consumers tell us we can't have enough places to plug in their devices and charge their devices and make it easy for them to see them and access them while still having a safe experience on the road. So a lot of energy in the industry around those kinds of things these days.
Are there different parts of the industry within the company who are focusing, some guy still has to focus and make sure the car goes forward, while other people are trying to figure out where to put all this technology? Or do they see eye to eye, or is there sometimes combativeness between those two kind of tacks?
It's a great question. At Ford, we've got a really cohesive vision around our design technology on one Ford global product plan. So those teams tend to work really well together in terms of powertrain design, you know, interior features and the kind of materials we use in the vehicles. But there's always trade-offs because in the end, you know, a customer's going to buy that vehicle, has to be, you know, it has to be affordable, has to represent high value, and customers make trade-offs, so we have to too. But we really believe our fundamental value proposition is that we provide more bang for the buck, more value for your dollar in terms of whether you're purchasing a utility or a small car or an F-150 pickup truck than any other manufacturer in the market, which is why we've been the industry leader for a number of years running.
Mark, you mentioned the Itonic GT coming back and going on sale, 250 units to be sold worldwide. What's the top speed of this car?
I don't have that data, but you can imagine a lightweight vehicle, 600 horsepower. I would imagine it's very fast. I'm not sure if we've disclosed that yet, and even if we have, I don't know the number, but let's just say it can go really, really fast.
Wait, there's a speed limit, right? Am I missing something here, Craig? Or are you just...
Well, most places there are speed limits, right?
Most cars can get up to the speed limit.
I think a lot of the folks buying those will have access to a track someplace where they can let it rip.
Wow. You mentioned the phrase crossover. I've been sort of out of the car buying market. Can you describe that to me? What does that exactly mean when you say crossover?
Crossover, in the way the vernacular that we use, are utility vehicles that are built basically with the underpinnings of a car chassis. So you get the drivability, fuel economy, overall experience that people have enjoyed in sedans, handling, performance for years, but you get all the things that America loves about utilities: the high seating position, cargo capacity, all-weather capability. And our lineup, Edge, Escape, Explorer, and Expedition, is America's best-selling lineup. We kind of invented the category with the Bronco and the Explorer back, you know, several decades ago, and we continue to perform incredibly well and have, you know, as I said, two of those all new this year, the new Edge and the new Explorer, and they've received great reviews from the media and the journalists and the magazines and all that cover them, and we can't wait to get them into the market. Edge is going to be hitting the market really, really soon, and Explorer a few months after that.
You're involved in the U.S. marketing, sales, and service. Who's buying the cars, the man or the woman? Or the men, women? How does that usually work
research,
out?
Our research shows that women influence more buying decisions than men do. So it's real important as we all know, we have to pay very, very close attention to what our significant others are telling us.
So it's a matter of a good balance and kind of do, and people can see that when they come out to the auto show, obviously, you get a chance to see not only the shine, but what's going on inside, and then people can kind of look at the numbers as far as fuel efficiency and all sorts of things like that. Mark, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate your insight into what's going on with Ford this time around.
Great. Appreciate being on, guys. Thank you.
It's Mark LeNave, who is the Vice President, U.S. Marketing, Sales, and Service with Ford. Again, the auto show getting underway tomorrow. There's a preview today. Craig will be heading out there next hour as well, getting some stuff. So come Monday, he'll have all sorts of reports for us from what's happening at the Cleveland Auto Show.